Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines with us. Lots to do today. Devin Caney joins us live in studio at 11. Nick Sirianni will hear his spot on the morning show coming up. And Ross Tucker later in the show. Plus, kiss the baby after a wild week three, including a fun Monday night game last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, cuffing season is upon us. So make sure you cuff the right one because it's going to be a long winter, man.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. Cuffing season.
Any progress there?
Well, it's like, you know, it's the cuffing season draft coming up. Yeah.
The draft.
Yeah, I have no prospects. Drafts have been.
Are you going to be drafted?
Draft board. I doubt it. I doubt if I'm going to be a part of this.
A long, cold winter for Hugh Douglas.
It's going to be a long, cold one for your boy.
Well, hopefully.
Hey, they don't know who he is.
Hopefully it's a great fall for the Philadelphia Eagles and winter. And it looks like it will be because the team, they just win every single week. And they've been doing this now for the better part of a year. But it's how they win, Hugh, that gets everyone all interested and excited and ramped up every week. And the way they won on Sunday, that was different because they went down and then they let the pass game take over. And look, yesterday featured a lot of excitement after the game, not only because it was a great comeback, but because we saw the passing game emerge here in a way that hadn't been present for the first two games of the season, wasn't present the first half of the game. And Hugh, now the question is, should what they did in the second half now be the offense? So Hugh Douglas, let's start here. The Eagles have been, I would say, for about a full year, a run-first football team. And after halftime on Sunday, they came out and they threw the football, and that was a pass-first football team. Hugh Douglas, is it time to flip the switch? Is it time for the Eagles to roll with what we saw in the second half? Should the Eagles now be a pass-first football team? Feed AJ, feed Devontae, let Jalen Hurts cook.
Would you allow me just for a moment? Because I understand what you're asking me, and I'm going to answer the question.
Okay.
But I want to answer it in long form.
Okay,
because
filibuster time.
It's not filibuster time, Joe. It's just like, okay. I feel like when you and Kyle ask me these questions, y'all want yes or no answers. And a lot of times, it's not easy. It's not an easy yes or no. So to answer the first part of your question, yes, I do want them to pass the ball more. But it is. I feel like they have to go in games and be more aggressive because I feel like the last couple of games that they played in that, and I've heard people say as much, is that they try to figure out, haven't fixed that chime yet, if that's what you're doing with it.
Oh, okay. It's great.
I haven't fixed. I don't know what he did to my watch, man. I don't know how to fix it.
I got
to
tell you, it's great for radio.
Maybe leave the watch at home.
I don't know how to, but this is my favorite watch.
Yeah.
But my point is.
It's a live show. Go ahead.
I feel like they have to be more aggressive at the beginning of the game. And the way that you be more aggressive on this team is you got to throw the football. I think that you have to let them know that you have two of the most dynamic receivers in the NFL at any given point in the game, and you have to respect that. I think part of the problem and part of the reason why the running game hasn't been what we've been used to seeing is because there's no threat.
Yeah.
of the passing game. So, yes, to answer your question in long form, yes, I think they need to throw the ball.
All right. You got there. It wasn't that long. I mean, it was long. The watch beeping didn't help. But you got there. All right. I was excited yesterday. I was excited on Sunday. And I'm glad the passing game found its teeth because we had no teeth in the passing game for the first 2.5 games of the season. But there is already a push out that I could feel. I could feel from A.J. Brown after the game. We're going to hear from him here. I could feel from Jalen Hurts after the game to now flip this thing. I just think we shouldn't forget how the Eagles got to where they got to. And that is being more of a run-first team than pass-first. You know, you said you wanted to kind of workshop this. I'm going to workshop it with you. So, Hugh, I'm not asking the Eagles to come out and run the ball 3rd and 15, 3rd and 13. I hated that as much as you did, right?
Yes.
The give up plays, the draw plays. I mean, enough. Trust the quarterback and let him throw on passing downs. Of course, Jalen Hurts has earned that trust. He is a good quarterback, a very good quarterback, and he's earned the trust to be able to throw on 3rd down and not just hand it off. That's a joke. That's playing not to lose. But I can't just, after one half of football on Sunday, just scrap everything we've done here for a year. Here's what I want. I would like them to be more of a balancing. Now, if that means throwing earlier in games to get a lead and then run after that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But pass first, that makes you feel like it's the Tom Brady Patriots in the second half of his career. That makes you feel like it's the Peyton Manning Colts.
I mean, we got better receivers than he had for most of his career.
They do. They don't quite have Tom Brady, though. But they have better receivers.
Somebody showed the numbers mm-hmm. of him and Tom Brady. They're pretty comparable. Mm-hmm. Like from the, I think it's the first 5 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah, but this game was different. No, 20 years ago.
I'm not arguing that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying if we believe in Jalen and if they believe in Jalen, like we do, mm-hmm. let him throw the ball.
So I want him to throw more, and I'm fine with that. And I think they've gotten too conservative. And I like the word you used, aggressive. They should be more aggressive. But pass first gives the connotation of we're forgetting who's in the backfield there. I mean, I'm not forgetting what Saquon Barkley is because of 3 games. I think the Eagles need to find a balance, and they need to be more aggressive early so they're not behind in games and then they have to throw. But the idea of just becoming a pass first team, I can't sign off on that because of one half of good football, that's rare. The Eagles don't throw the football like that often. They don't throw the football with that efficiency often. It happened on mm-hmm. Sunday. Jalen Hurts, he got all his props yesterday from every one of us, and he earned that. He was great in the second half. But pass first is flipping the entire script of this football team. 215-592-9494. I can tell you a couple guys that probably do want to become a pass first team. A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Let's listen to A.J. Brown first, talking about that conservative offense that he kind of wants to move off of here.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know, and at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative, and I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but you know, me personally, that's what I would like. You know, obviously we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run, but you know, we have a lot of good players and I feel like you should just let us go.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Oh, there's AJ. You could tell he felt it after his big second half. Let us go. We've got great players. And then, of course, there was Jalen Hurts on the field right after the game. And I thought this was pretty telling because Jalen could be really buttoned up in those press conferences. He says the right thing. He avoids. But after the game, I thought this was real coming off of Jalen, off the second half of what he said. Here's Jalen Hurts on the offense and what they should and shouldn't do moving forward.
What are you going to take away from a victory like today?
Man, regardless, it's always good to get a win. It's always good to get a win. And if that doesn't show you what type of team we are, I don't know what does. Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. I mean, absolutely completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
I agree with him on that part. They got to come out and the playing not to lose, Hugh. And I think you highlighted this yesterday. I heard Ike say the same thing, and I agree with both of you. I'm tired of the draw plays and the give up plays on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. You know what that is, Hugh? That's when you don't trust your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a rookie quarterback, right, pinned deep in his own territory. I get that, right? Just hand the ball off, punt, and we'll live to die another down. We don't want to throw an interception here. Jalen Hurts is 6 years in the NFL, Hugh. He's earned the right to be given the ball on a third down, and I'll take my chances that he will not throw an interception. I don't know if he's going to get a first down every time. That's hard to do, right? 3rd and 10 is hard to get a first down on, but I'm with you on that. Like, that's playing not to lose. I think that bothers him more than anything else.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of times going into these games, at the beginning of the game, I think we're on offense. We want to see how we're going to be attacked.
Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of gets you in trouble because you're trying to see different formations and things like that, how they're going to come out and attack certain things that you do. Just attack, be on the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, in order to do that, throw the ball. Because when you start doing that, when you start dictating the game to other people, then you put the defense on its heels. They have to try to catch up to what you're doing. I think a lot of times, especially in these last couple of games, we talked about it. We talked about how, what are they doing? And then Coach Petullo comes out, KP, and says that the first 15 plays or whatever plays, they weren't scripted. They just kind of want to see what's going on.
Yeah, which
I believe
is weird.
That.
Yeah.
No, you are the most dynamic team in the NFL when you look at every player that you have. You talk about Saquon Barkley. You talk about skinny Batman. You talk about big Batman. You know, you talk about this offensive line, and yet you're still running around waiting to see what somebody's going to do to you. You need to be the aggressor. You need to go punch people in the face instead of waiting to see, you know, or be a counterpuncher. You need to go out there, and you need to start punching people in the face.
I agree with that. And look, I think the Eagles could do – they can achieve some more aggression without becoming a pass-first team. They can just trust the quarterback. The quarterback has earned the trust. If you don't trust Jalen Hurts to throw the football anymore, I think you're crazy. You should. He's a good quarterback, and he rarely turns the football over. He makes smart decisions with the football. But when I hear pass-first, I think almost a flipping of the script that's gotten the Eagles where they are.
It's not a flipping of the script, Joe.
But over the last year, they've run the ball when the game is close more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So pass first would be a pretty dramatic change from that.
It's okay, say first 15 plays are scripted.
Right.
And I remember Andy used to do this every now and then, especially when T.O. was here. Andy would open the game, and it would just be a gut feeling. He was like, hey, we're going deep. We would be on the sideline, and Andy would say, hey, watch this. And Andy would go deep. On the first play of the game,
boom!
He would throw it deep. That's what I'm talking about. That's not getting away from your game plan. That just lets teams know that you're not afraid to pull the trigger.
Right, right.
And I would send, if especially in this Tampa game, knowing what our history is in Tampa, it's going to be hot. I send both of them cats on go routes.
So I like that. You know, the other part of this is, because we always do this about coaching, right? And we spent a lot of yesterday on conspiracy theories about who's calling the plays in the second half. But yeah. By the way, Nick Sirianni addressed yesterday. We'll get to that coming up.
I don't care what Coach talking about.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Who do you believe, Douglas or Sirianni?
You need to believe me.
We'll get to that coming up. But some of this is on the players too, Hugh. I mean, like, when a pass is called in the first half, I need Jalen to let it rip, right? I think when he was speaking after the game, I think he was probably talking mostly about the coaches letting them be aggressive. But he could be aggressive too, right? They're going to let him throw at some point in the first half. Let it rip. He came out with an urgency in the second half. The whole passing game did that I think we all love. 215-592-9494. All right. We saw the offense wake up in the second half by being clearly a pass-first unit. I mean, you could probably count on one hand the times they ran the football in the second half of the game. I don't even know how many times. It was very few, especially running back runs, not Jalen taking off. Should the Eagles now become a pass-first team after a year of being a run-first team? Kyle, what are you feeling as the Eagles are 3-0, but we're trying to figure out what this offense is?
I mean, it feels pretty obvious what they should do here. I mean, that second half was one of the best halves of offense that I've seen the Eagles play. Yep. And I'll say a pretty long time. They had a pretty good passing attack in the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. They were throwing it, the Steelers game. Like, every chance that the Eagles have had to show that they can be a pass-first team, pretty much since like those first four games of the season last year, they've passed every test. Like, I don't know what more you need to see, especially now with the way that we're starting off these games with Saquon not really able to get going and nothing really able to get going when they're playing conservative. Like, that is clearly the best version of this offense. Like, I think it would be best for them if to get Saquon going, like, they can let Jalen Hurts cook in the first half. Like, nobody wants to have to come back in games because they start off trying to run the ball and running into Cam Jurgens' ass like 20 times. And nobody wants to see them slog their way through 60 minutes of football to get through like they did with the Chiefs. So, like, why don't they start throwing the ball to AJ, Devontae Smith? They have absolute monsters out there. Dallas Goedert, too. Like, they can put themselves in position to then run the ball in the second half. Like, I think the balance will come because you are a pass-first team. You open things up, and then you open everything up for Saquon Barkley. Like, I think right now it looks like the best recipe for them is to start using those weapons on the outside and open up the playbook like we saw in the second half. Like, that was so clearly the best version of the offense that we've seen. I think they should try to just tap into that for the rest of the season, and I think they'd be in pretty damn good shape, especially with the way the defense is playing.
215-592-9494. I'm glad you brought up the defense, because that's the other part of it. You could protect your defense by running the ball a lot. I mean, that's what they did last year. Time of possession, part of the reason the Eagles are so great at time of possession is they run the ball so much, that they hold the ball. Possessions take a while. It's less time for their defense to be on the field. And I know the defense buckled down the second half, but they're getting kind of cooked in that first half. I mean, we throw a lot. That means more possessions in the game. It means more time the young defense is on the field. It's all part of it. Where do you come down? Should the Eagles now become a pass-first team? And today, leading off, how about this? Aaron in San Diego, because, of course, Chris in Middletown demoted after yesterday. Rough showing for our guy, Chris. Aaron in San Diego up.
How the tables have turned
on WIP. My goodness gracious. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia. What a way to start off today, huh?
Hey.
I did not expect it, Aaron. I did not expect to go to you first, but here you are after the Sky Marshal, Air Marshal, whatever the hell you called him the other day. Jalen Hurts went crazy. The Eagles are 3-0. Aaron, what do you want to see? Pass first or balance? What are we talking?
You know, Kyle absolutely shocked me, but, you know, I think we need to stay the well-balanced team that we are. I mean, you know,
this Aaron in San Diego talking sense. What is going on around here? I like this.
You know, the fact that, you know, Jalen Hurts answered all the questions out there on whether he could read defenses, if he could move the team, you know, down the field through the air. I think he answered those questions. Now, this week in Tampa Bay, I would love to see, especially with the weather, I would love to see them start off with that no huddle. Get that big ass Vita Vey, you know, moving and sweating and get them all tired out. And then you establish the running game. You bring Saquon Barkley in. I don't think people understand, you know, what these first three games and the accomplishments that the Eagles have done so far this season, how amazing they are. I mean, not only did we face two really good defenses this year, okay, but then we also face a healthy division rival, you know, in the Cowboys. And then also the last 2 years, all three of these teams, the Eagles have faced them multiple times. Mm. So if there's going to be three teams that you're going to face in a season that couldn't be more prepared than these three, it's amazing that these guys have just each week come to play. They win, they win, they win. Now, Joe, today is a ask Q Tuesday.
Okay.
So if I could, I've got a few questions for Hugh.
All right, let's roll one at a time. We'll see how much time we have here. Give us your best question for Hugh. What do you got?
Hugh, which one of these three things is the most true? Jalen Hurts can't read off or defenses. Nick Sirianni was protecting his buddy, our offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Number three, our offensive coordinator was so scared in the situations that he faced on Sunday that he didn't want to do anything to put the ball in harm's way.
I'm going to say two. I'm gonna say he was protecting this guy.
Wow, double down Douglas over here.
Well, no, because you're going to – like, he's hand-picked, Joe. Like, he's a hand-picked guy. So
yeah.
I feel like if he had a moment – the one thing that I've heard about KP is that he's all-inclusive. He listens to what the guys have to say. But
and he's known them for years,
yeah,
so that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's okay. This is his first year. It's okay for the moment to be too big for him, and he learned from that.
And Aaron, good fun. So my only thing is this. If your theory yesterday is right,
yeah,
that he didn't call the plays in the second half, it's not a good sign.
Well,
I mean, it took us 10, 12 weeks to take Matt Patricia and strip him from the play calling. Remember, 2 years ago, obviously, 2023. If we're doing it in the third game of the season, that's not a good sign.
First of all,
not a good sign.
When I recklessly speculate, I'm not doing it because I want Kevin Petullo fired.
And you didn't say that, and that never was said yesterday.
That never came out of my mouth.
But it's not a good sign to me for his tenure.
Well, I give you that. It's not a good sign, but it's also a learning experience. You know, because people handle pressure differently. And I'm sure that in that game, Coach Petullo probably was a little bit over his skis. And when I say somebody slapped him across the lips and all this other stuff, I'm being facetious when I say that, obviously. But it's one of those moments where he might have been overwhelmed and somebody pulled it back for him, right? But he's gonna go out there and call the plays next week.
Well, he needs to. Otherwise, we don't have a coordinator.
All of this is a learning experience. It's just like doing radio. When we first started doing radio, Joe, I'm pretty sure you said the bar is low, but it can only get better. And as you progress through your radio career, you got better. Same with me. Well, some would argue that I didn't. I probably got worse. But anyway, the point is this. You get to a point where you have to be comfortable at some point failing because you're not going to always have success.
I agree. And look, what happened to them on Sunday might end up being for the best.
Yeah.
Like, they're down 26-7 and they realize they're being too conservative. I think we can all agree that the Eagles in the first few games have been too buttoned up, too close to the vest, too conservative. Like, again, when it's 3rd and 8 and you're handing the ball off on a draw to just give up and punt, that's ridiculous. You have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, a quarterback that's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's earned the right to be given the football on 3rd down. Like, he's just earned that right. But that's we're all there. The question is, how do they have their best offense? Is it to throw it, you know, as a pass-first team or to run the football and still – a part of me has wondered since we left here yesterday, have we gone too far on one awesome half? Like, they still have the best running back in the sport. Like, I don't want to lose the identity that has been physical and taking care of the football and winning time of possession for a full year. 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls coming up. Is it time for the Eagles to let Jalen Hurts cook and become a pass-first football team? We'll also hear from 2 former Eagles quarterbacks on what they're seeing and what they think is the best for this offense. Really interesting stuff from Jaws and Donovan McNabb. You're going to hear both of those guys coming up. Your phone calls. We got a ton to get into today, including Nick Sirianni's response when asked about the speculation out there.
Recklessly.
From someone named...
Well, I don't know by who. Who was it?
Yeah, but the speculation that's out there that Kevin Petullo was not calling the plays in the second half. You'll hear that as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.